Yeah.
Okay. And what about if it how much? What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry? You'd say you got a full.
All full.
Okay. Yeah. And what about if, talking about, you know, just taking the corn to the mill? If you didn't have a full load, you might say you just had a what? Have you ever heard any words for that?
Yeah.
What'd you call that? If it wasn't quite a full load.
Yeah. You talk with a buggy, you know. Uh-huh. And wagon every time, you know, when you got too much for your buddy, you know, catch it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a jag load?
Jag load.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that used for about half a load or something?
Oh, yeah. Half a load, about a half a load.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, what's that little, that thing called up there that the light's coming from? What do you call that thing?
That line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call the thing that you have to screw in?
Light line. No, light line. Yeah. Light bulb.
Okay. Yeah. And what are you making there? What do you call that?
A pull bag.
Okay. Yeah. And what about a big one that you'd carry clothes in? What do you call that?
Hamper.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, What do nails come in when you buy them? It's like a barrel, only small. Okay. And what runs around? What's the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Yeah, it's called a bale.
Uh huh. Well, what? No, I'm talking about on a big barrel. You know, there's the staves, the wood parts that come around, and there's this metal part that runs around the outside.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
We call it tin put around that barrel. Mm-hmm. You know, tin put around that barrel, like you said, won't keep us from the floor.
Uh-huh. Do you know what those are called? What that, those pieces of tin are? What they're called?
We call it tin,
all
those boys. Uh-huh. Call it tin. What about...
Bales,
something around.
Uh-huh.
Come around
that. Do you ever call them hoops or hoops or something like that? How would you say that?
I call it tin come around that bale.
Right.
I call it tin come around that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep from coming out?
Top them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, what do you call it's a little instrument to play like this that has a lot of holes in it you blow through?
Harp.
Okay. And what about something that you could hold between your teeth and twang on? What?
Dewar.
Okay. And what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. Now if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece between the horses?
Yeah. Got it. Tum.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling the buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
Yeah. I know the name. We have friends out with this guy. We used to break his chest. More time in the little before I had to go and give him up.
What do you call those?
Oh, it's called... I had me a double... Lord, help me. I know you what they call what they get called.
Do you call them shavs? Or
yeah, the shavs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what do you call the steel outside part of a wagon wheel? What do you call that?
We call that a tap.
A tap?
Yeah. Hold that wheel on.
The outside part, the runs around the edge, made out of metal.
Yeah.